Dow down 208. The S&P's off by 27 points. The Nasdaq falling 63. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio. Radio.
About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott, 7:05 on August the 8th. We've made it through the weekend. We made it through another birthday. We're still standing. We're still preambulating around. So that was good. Hey, our phone line's here at 530-605-4567. And we are chatting and streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And would I just like to welcome all of our listeners. Again, our ratings have gone up. More people adding on to KCNR's listeners. Make sure you tell your friends about it. How it's one of it's a unique show here. Plus all of the others we have. We have some of the top rated syndicated hosts in the country here with Dennis Miller and Laura Ingram and Michael Savage, Tom Sullivan. There are, we've got like three of the top five in here. So, this is something you spend. And then our weekend shows, of course, are the creme de la creme there with everything we do there. Anyway, good morning. And, hey, Bad Bob, what are you doing?
What am I doing?
Well, what did you do this weekend?
Oh, what I do this weekend? I took care of some stuff at the shop. Last night we went for a sunset cruise on Whiskeytown Lake in our boat, which had been sorely neglected for much of the summer due to our conflicting schedules. So we went out and barbecued some Kent's brats in a little cove and enjoyed the sunset.
And that was it? Brats? What are brats made out of? You ever asked?
I probably don't. It's one of those things you probably don't really want to know.
Okay. All right. Now, today we're going to have a little more time to catch up and on some things. Linda's on assignment and is out gathering things this morning. Our guest today, Ricky Bennett, NAACP president for Shasta County, is going to be here talking about it. It's our first time that we've had Ricky on and discussed, in fact, first time we've had the NAACP on. It's going to be an exciting week. We've got a lot of things we're doing here. And just a couple more announcements. You know, hey, Paisano Days is over. Sue, the wonderful lady that works over at KLXR and that shares studio spaces with us over there. So husband won his team won the bocce ball tournament for Paisano Days. And that was good. Now, what else is going on? On August 10th, a protest at Wally Herger's office. They're protesting, where are the jobs, and telling politicians we want to rebuild the American dream. Well, we're going to get into this one, but I think what we're going to do first is we're just going to do our Wells Fargo minute. So I'd like to go see what's going on with Wall Street and business after what happened Friday. And we're going to get into that in a minute, too. So let's go to the phones. And Susan Eastman from Wells Fargo. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning. Let's look at the market right now. The major averages are lower after the downgrade of U.S. debt by Standard & Poor's. J.P. Morgan Chase & Company estimated that a downgrade would raise the nation's borrowing costs by $100 billion a year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 203 points at 11,245. The S&P 500 is off 27 points at 1,172, and the Nasdaq Composite is down 64 points at 2,468. Looking at active stocks trading on the New York Stock Exchange, Bank of America is down 55 cents at $7.62. Ford is off 61 cents, trading at $10.23, and GE is down 51 cents at $16 even. Local stocks of interest, PG&E is down 45 cents at $41.50. PepsiCo's off 49 cents, trading at $64.19, and Reading Bank of Commerce is down 2 pennies at $3.90. Turning to the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 2.48%. And for commodities, gold reached a new high today, up $46.80 at $16.98.60 per ounce. Silver's up $1.10 at $3.39.31 per ounce, and oil is up $2.84, trading at $84.40 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor with Wells Fargo Advisors.
Thank you very much, Susan. Okay. Well, it's just what we thought. They're all taking a hit. They're down under 12,000 and heading south as fast as they can go. Gold, Bad Bob, is at 1696. It's going to go 1700.
Well, we heard that with the gentleman from Patriot Gold Exchange.
Patriot Gold told us
he was saying 25 eventually.
Yeah, and you got silver going up a dollar an ounce. You know, somebody told us last year. Okay, now this is how ridiculous this is, my friends. I think it was last year, and they said gold was $700 an ounce. Buy it. He said, buy all you can get. It's going to go well over $1,000. And I didn't laugh. You know, instead we bought a radio station. But the but now it's what? It's going 1696. It'll hit 17. It'll probably go to 2000 because of the problems we have. Now we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to discuss some of those problems. We're going to talk about clear cuts. We're going to talk about having to shut down clinics right down here in Shasta County because of lack of funding. We're going to talk about, can you really build a nuclear weapon in your backyard? Well, we're just going to discuss that too. This is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio 7-Eleven on August the 8th.
Sometimes it's okay to throw rocks at pretty girls. Get yours at the Goldmark Annual Estate Sale with free layaway till Christmas. Open Saturdays, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Getting a good night's sleep is critical to your well-being. Purchase a new Natura Latex All-Organic Mattress from Creason's Mattress Gallery and you'll wake up every morning refreshed and ready to take on the day. And right now with your Natura mattress purchase, we'll pay the sales tax. At Creason's Mattress Gallery, you'll find this amazing mattress priced so affordable you'll wonder why you didn't purchase it years ago. And we'll pay the sales tax. 12 months no interest OAC, free local delivery of free bed frame, and free haul away of your old mattress. Locally owned Creason's Mattress Gallery on Athens Avenue.
Now come on, if she said she wanted an anniversary Harley, you wouldn't hesitate.
The Goldmart Annual Estate Sale, with free layaway till Christmas. Open Saturdays, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
A safe and reliable vehicle is not only important to your peace of mind, it's good for everyone else on the road as well. Regular automotive maintenance can actually help save you a lot of money by spotting and correcting small problems before they turn into those costly major repairs. A tradition of service above and beyond what customers can get anywhere else is what sets Advanced Automotive of Reading apart from the rest. Tim Morlock opened Advanced Automotive years ago with that simple philosophy in mind, and now his son Cody is ready to serve their customers well into the next generation of cars and drivers. Come see the difference for yourself at Advanced Automotive. They're located in South Reading, where State Route 273 meets South Bonneview at 5756 West Side Road behind NorCal Transmissions. Give them a call at 244-4423 or visit them online at advancedautoreading.com.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you're looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460 and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bond. Linda's on the line at 7:15 in the morning, August the 8th. Call us at 605-4567 or join the chat room at KCNR1460.com. What's the weather today, Bad Bob? We were neglectful.
Still staying out of the triple digits, Carl. A high near 94. Fairly calm winds. And then tonight it'll be clear with a low around 64, what I call good sleeping weather. And then sunny and warm tomorrow. High near 96. Looks like we're going to stay out of the triple digits for the rest of the week. Right now, 65 degrees downtown. This weather report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
That's right. Anselmo Vineyards. Give them a call, 474-5546, and make reservations because Linda's singing out there this weekend. That's right. You know, Linda Bott. It's out there singing with her trio, jazz trio. It's always filled up. So call early at 474-5546 and say you want to be where Linda's singing. Sometimes she goes out on the veranda out there and has just, it's just beautiful, the views and the sunsets of that. But they've got a wedding. They've got a big wedding going on, so they may put her into the music room. So just say wherever she's playing that that's where you want to go if you want to listen to Linda and her trio, and they are just outstanding. And that's at Anselmo's Vineyards. Okay, let's go to the phones here. I've got other things here, but let's go to the phones. Charles, good morning.
Good morning.
Buongiorno. Buongiorno. Come stay?
Como esta?
No. That's Spanish. That's Spanish. Como esta? Como stay is Italian.
Yes, I'm sure.
What you got?
Well, looking at the page 4 of the staff report for these clinic cutbacks here, the figure for this fiscal year is 32,573, and for next year, fiscal year, excuse me, is 39,087, and it seems to me with all the money that was spent trying to get Anderson to adopt a smoking ordinance, not to mention the money and man hours spent promoting all this social engineering, rot gut. I mean, that money could have been, don't you think that money could have been spent on more traditional public health functionalities?
You would think so. Now, you're talking about what we're talking about here is a lack of revenue. It looks like Shasta County's Public Health Department wants to pare down its immunization and sexually transmitted disease clinics.
Yeah, they're paring down the STD clinic, and they're paring down the vaccination clinic.
It's going to have a tremendous impact on the staff up here. But they're looking at, they had 120 patients a year, or like 10 a month at the STD clinic.
And about 96 on the immunization.
About immunization. So that wasn't a lot of people. On the other hand, what other types of things are they doing that might be looked at as being cut off? Now, are there going to be, is there anything that's going to take their place in Shasta County?
Right now they're looking at, they're looking to reduce.
Just reduce them.
To reduce clinic operations. Yeah.
Well, it's because it's, and we all know why. There's no money. There's no money left. There's no money in the coffers.
Because, if a person is spending, for instance, a bunch of money on, on Gucci bags and jewelry and so forth and so on, when it comes time to make the car payment, the money may not be there.
Well, that's true, but right now, the money's not there, but if you want to go and talk about it tonight, you go to the Shasta County Board of Supervisors meeting.
Actually, tomorrow morning.
I'm sorry, it's tomorrow morning. That's at 9 a.m. Tuesday in the Shasta County Administration Center, and they're going to have a public hearing on eliminating Shasta County Public Health's weekly sexually transmitted disease clinic and twice monthly Shasta Lake Immunization Clinic.
Right.
I would like to see what the ramifications would be and what they expect, what's the worst thing that's going to happen? Are we going to have STDs run rampant, or is there any other places in town that they can be treated? I mean, there's the county is the only one that can treat this thing and give immunizations. Anyway, Charles, that was a good subject. I was going to talk about it.
It seems like our priorities are out of whack when we're spending money promoting smoking ordinances and mandatory dietary curtailments.
Oh, wait a minute.
And yet we got, yet we're having to lop off immunization and vaccination.
Well, you think that's going to irritate you? Wait till I get into how we're going to have to change the school books because of...
Because of that gay history bill?
Because of gay history, lesbian, transgender, and all this.
That's
I was talking to an administrator last night, and let me tell you what that's going to cost us. And we've got to take a break. Thanks, Charles, for the phone call. It's Carl and the Bot. 7:20 in the morning. It's KCNR and Free Fire Radio.
On down to Espresso Joe's. They've got the best coffee for the best prices, and I'm in the mood.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And their special this month is dark mocha. My favorite.
You know, the cost of coffee is on the rise again, too. You know, I want to pick up a couple of pounds for our supply. I want to get some of the Colombia Supremo, my favorite.
Okay, let's go to Espresso Joe's. Fun place, great coffee, and really nice people. Espresso Joe's, 2143 Hilltop, where you get more Joe.
And now, another episode of Dr. Julie's New Vision Theater with Bill and Lisa Collins.
Oh, Jack, I can't believe how exciting it is to be here on the bow of the Titanic with you. I've never felt so alive.
That's it, Rose. You're just learning how to really live. Let go. Let go.
Oh, Jack, I'm afraid. I'm not sure I can.
Watch me, Rose. Watch me walk on the railing to the tip of the bow.
Look out, Jack.
Rose, I'm the king of the world!
Jack?
Throw me a lightsaber!
Don't take chances with your vision. Call Dr. Julie Gussenhoven at 530-222-7290.
He's looking at you, kid.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Craig, sponsor and host of Wake Up Call on KCNR every Sunday at 10 a.m. For over 23 years, I have maintained a clinical psychology practice in Reading, specializing in the assessment and treatment of mood, anxiety, and attention disorders in children, adolescents, and adults. In life, we all learn that we must accept what we can't change or change what we can't accept. When we're unable or unwilling to accept those things we can't control or change, we become depressed, anxious, or angry. While sadness, anger, worry, and fear are normal human emotions, sometimes they can feel overwhelming. When our normal methods of coping no longer work, psychotherapy offers us the tools we need to manage our difficult emotions and regain our balance and peace of mind. If you have any questions about this or want to learn more, give me a call at 246-7062.
This is KCNR,
the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 1460, 7:24 in the morning on August the 8th. It's going to be a great day today. It's, I don't know, is that 63 out right now there, Bad Bob? I know it's going to go up like
65.
98. 65. Okay, it's, you know, we've been having just a wonderful summer. You know, knock on wood, no big fires, nothing like that. It's been, you know, I walked around yesterday and ran into somebody I knew, and we were both commenting on how the summer has just really been nice.
Oh, Brenda and I were talking about this morning. You know, she's a weather professional, and we passed the point where the ground can really get warmed up because we're almost 2 months past solstice. So the ground isn't going to get that heat that gives us those 90-degree nights. Just not going to happen this year. Yeah. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, so am I. Okay, let's talk about Navy SEALs. 20 Navy SEALs out of SEAL Team 6, none of whom had gone after, who had been on that, that raid on Obama. I'm sorry, Bin Laden, compound, were killed in Afghanistan over the weekend. 20 and then 5 more of the crew on the Chinook that was going out. They were going in on a rescue mission to help out, U.S. Army Rangers. I think this is the largest loss of life in Afghanistan at one time is in this crash. They went there, like I said, Army Rangers were in a fierce firefight, and the SEALs went into almost like a firefighter's going in to help save them when they were shot down. It appears they were shot down from a rocket that from the ground from the Taliban or Al-Qaeda, whoever they were fighting right there. You know, it's times like this when you read this and when you realize that just how dangerous it is out there, that it continues to be dangerous out there. And then at the same time, you get this, the senior Democrat on the House Financial Services Committee says the biggest reason the United States has seen its credit downgraded is that it spends too much money being the military policeman of the world. And that Barney Frank says, Hurley Show, that reining in defense spending is going to be my mantra for the next few months. He says $200 billion could be saved without any way endangering our security. How would you know, Barney? You've never been out there. You've never been out there, Barney. You've just been doing things like destroying Freddie Mae and Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae. You've done that. The thing is that you've done probably as much damage to the economy of this country as any single man could. And then to blame it, to lay it on the military, who, by the way, Barney, you've been voting for how long? How many decades have you been in there? Been voting for it? And so now it's the military's fault? So let's just cut $200 billion out. But it's not the $200 billion, you know, because the new chairman of the chief of staff that's been nominated says it's one thing to make those first cuts. He says we're going to really have to, you know, pull it in. But then they're talking about doubling that. And if that happens, we're changing the missions of our military, my friends. They're going to have to change the missions. We're not going to be able to project power like we did before. We're not going to be able to provide transportation. We're not going to be able to provide humanitarian relief, you know, when tsunamis hit or earthquakes. Maybe people say, hey, that's not our job. Well, if that's the case, then make it not our job, then they don't have to do it. The other thing that's kind of scary is when you go into future weapon systems and they're just canceling these things. Well, we don't need this. We don't need this. Look at what the Chinese are building right now. Look at what the Chinese are building. They're building submarines. They're up there looking at doing aircraft carriers. Why do you think the Chinese are doing this? It isn't to patrol the Yangtze River. They want to project their power out there. At the same time, they're pushing out like that. We're pulling back in. Now, how much money do we have? We don't. And why don't we? Because we're like little kids in the market, and we just keep spending money. The United States of America makes enough money to pay our bills. What we do is we then go out and just find more things to spend it on. And we're at that level now. We're at the level where Standard & Poor's downgrade us. It's not a big thing. You know, I mean, it's a 2-star plus. It's kind of like, hey, look, we were telling you to get your act in the road, and you didn't do it, so now this is what we're doing to you. So how much is that going to cost us? Some people say $100 billion just in interest rates. I don't know. Other people say that it could raise the interest rates on when you're trying to get mortgages for your home. I don't know. We have to wait and see. I just know is that the stock market is again spiraling downward. And as a friend told me yesterday, hey, I told my wife that we just spent $14,000. And I said, you spent $14,000 on what? He says, my 401 spent $14,000 that just went away in the last week. Anyway, when I see things like this, Barney Frank saying it's the military that's caused this, and I think about what you've done, Barney, and I think about all those things that you've done to not only downgrade the economy, almost single-handedly, and then now pick on the military. That's good. That's good, Representative Frank. I hope your people really tire, really proud of you. Again, and I hate to tie this into Navy SEALs, but then you see the Navy SEALs that paid the ultimate price And then somebody comes in the next day and says, hey, we're going to cut down on their spending. We salute the sales. We salute our warriors out there on the front lines that are protecting us. This is Carl and the Bot. This is Free Fire Radio.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks tumbling out of the gate on the unprecedented downgrade of the USA's credit rating. Standard & Poor's stripping the nation of its AAA rating over the weekend. The New York Stock Exchange used its so-called Rule 48 in efforts to smooth out the volatility at the opening bell. The rule aims to make it easier and faster to open stocks on days when trading is poised to become especially volatile. It hasn't been used since late January. Just past 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow seen triple-digit losses, in fact, down 210 points. Oil also taking the heat after the downgrade. Prices down more than $2.50 below $85 a barrel. And AIG is suing Bank of America for more than $10 billion. The suit seeking to recover damages related to mortgage-backed securities. AIG claims that B of A, together with its Merrill Lynch and Countrywide units, misrepresented mortgages placed in securities and sold to investors. It's the latest in a surge of suits seeking compensation for mortgages that led to the financial crisis. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Sometimes it's okay to throw rocks at pretty girls. Get yours at the Goldmark Annual Estate Sale with free layaway till Christmas. Open Saturdays, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Getting a good night's sleep is critical to your well-being. Purchase a new Natura Latex All-Organic Mattress from Crisson's Mattress Gallery and you'll wake up every morning refreshed and ready to take on the day. And right now, with your Natura mattress purchase, we'll pay the sales tax. At Crisson's Mattress Gallery, you'll find this amazing mattress priced so affordable you'll wonder why you didn't purchase it years ago. And we'll pay the sales tax. 12 months no interest OAC, free local delivery of free bed frame, and free haul away of your old mattress. Locally owned Crisson's Mattress Gallery on Athens Avenue.
Now, come on. If she said she wanted an anniversary Harley, you wouldn't hesitate.
The Goldmark Annual Estate Sale. With free layaway till Christmas. Open Saturdays. Town and Country Center. Hilltop Drive. Reading.
Join us this summer at Wind River Casino and play the Fat Boy Fever Swipe to Win giveaway. The more you play, the more chances you have to win a 2011 Harley Davidson Fat Boy. Giving away over $20,000 in prizes, Wind River Casino offers the largest selection of gaming in Northern California, with new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Swipe to win and play to win. Just use your free River Club card daily. Don't have a River Club card? Don't wait in line. You can register online for your new River Club card and get free play. The rewards are endless. Ask about double entry bonuses. Don't miss your chance to win free slot play and free gas at weekly drawings on Tuesdays and Thursdays. The big giveaway is on Thursday, September 29th, where you can ride off on your very own 2011 Harley Davidson Fat Boy. Win a motorcycle that moves you. For more information on Wind River's Fat Boy Fever Swipe to Win promotion, log on to windriver.com or check us out on Facebook. Better yet, head down to Wind River Casino and check out your 2011 Harley Davidson Fat Boy from Redding Harley Davidson. It's better on the river.
What are you gonna do for dinner tonight? What are you in the mood for? How about a Jack's Grill, literally world-famous steak, a pork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York, or brochet of beef cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile? Not in the mood for steak? How about deep-fried jumbo prawns, tender ocean scallops, or crunchy golden brown southern fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato, or french fries in a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice. Are you in the mood? Well, then tonight is your night to do Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark for over 70 years, serving the finest USDA choice meats, aged and prepared to perfection. Settle in for an evening with your friends, family, or that special someone. Order your favorite beverage and then sit back and prepare yourself for a superb dining experience. When you are in the mood, do Jack's Grill. Open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Baugh. 7:35 in the morning, August the 8th. Linda's on assignment today, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley have a new type coffees there. They have at Espresso Joe's. They've got stuff I can't even pronounce. No, the opening blends. They've got new types. They've got them on sale. You can get pounds of coffee where other places just like 12 ounces. Great prices on that. And, of course, the walk-in humidor they have. And they've got a brand new series of cigars there also. You might want to check out. They're pretty good. I've tested those things out, and they're not bad at all. And, of course, the meeting room. And Joe and Shelley give discounts to all veterans. So you need to go in there and stop by and see what they have. Now, questions coming out of the chat room. And it says, why did we send the SEALs in, this very highly trained, specialized unit in for a rescue mission? Okay, I wasn't there, but here's what I see. We have quick reaction forces that are set up to go in and do these things. If you've got a unit out there, especially say this Ranger unit had pushed out on a special mission and there was, say a platoon or less of them out there doing a special ops mission. They get into it as they do. They call for help. So they go in there and they try to see what they can do with artillery or air cover like that. Same time, you send more people to get on the ground. Well, maybe the SEAL team was the quick reaction force and they loaded into a Chinook. Okay, a Chinook is the main people carrier for the Marine Corps. In this case, the Navy. And having 25 of them on it would ordinarily seem like that's kind of a heavy load. But if you remember, if I can surmise, is that they're just carrying weapons and ammo and the equipment they were just going to need to engage in a fight to have these guys help these guys break contact and then be able to start pulling out, then maybe they could get that many people on it.
For those who've never seen one, a Chinook looks rather like a salami with a rotor at each end.
Yeah, but it's I've flown thousands of miles in these things, and I've flown long distances, and we've gone into really tough situations.
Yeah,
these things fly with holes through them. They fly with hydraulic fluid, pouring down on you. But on the other hand, they're like any other aircraft. You hit them in the right spot, the tail rotor or the main rotor. And it just comes down. Now, was this some kind of plot to get them in the area to get them? I don't know. I don't see how they would have known it was it was going to be out of SEAL Team 6 they were going after. It was the largest loss of life for, I think all of our troops at one time since the battle in Afghanistan started over 10 years ago. And again, our hearts go out to the families of these men. Of all the men, because they had it was 20 SEALs and a five-man crew. So, okay. Anyway, I don't want to just, move on from that, but it's something that happens in war. It happens in combat. People go out and they don't come back. One of the things that did happen, which kind of, ties into this, is the Patriot Tour came into town on Friday. And the Patriot Tour is a tour of our flag, the American flag, that's taken through all 48 states. And they've gotten into town on Friday, and Linda and I were fortunate enough to be able to get the bike out for once and then go out to Walmart was where they meet at, because they escort clear across the United States, different Harley owner groups and different other groups, but the whole Harley owners group from Chico brought it in to Redding, and then probably, gosh, at least 100 bikes, at least 100, escorted it out there to Harley Davidson of Redding and out there on Twin View. And they had a very nice ceremony where they pass it along, and it left then on Saturday to head up to Medford, Oregon. And then what it does is it works its way back. It started in Wisconsin in May, and it's going to end back in the same place sometime before Labor Day, the Saturday before Labor Day. And it was to pay tribute to our veterans, our past, present, and those who gave their lives. And it was, I guess, it was fitting, perhaps, appropriate, that they arrived here in our town as we heard the word that we lost these men. Okay, let's go to the phones. Jay, good morning. You're on line one.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Nice to talk to you.
It's always nice talking
about,
to you.
You as well. When it comes to SEAL Team 6, is that like just like an actual team of men? Or like there's a SEAL Team 5, a SEAL Team 4? Or is that just like a name? I mean, did they lose the entire team that hit Bin Laden? Or was that just part of a group?
SEAL Team 6 has been down in Little Creek, Virginia. And, you know, they pull in from other teams to put teams together to go out on missions. You know, you've got SEAL Team 5 down in Coronado. You've got them in different places. And you've got DETs that travel on all the amphib ships. When the Marines go out on an ARG, an amphibious readiness group, there's a team of SEALs that go with them.
So that means that most of the men who got Bin Laden went down.
No. They're saying that none of the men that were on that mission were killed in this wreck, were killed in this crash.
Oh, good.
Yeah, none of those. I'm sorry. Yeah, that was clear that none of the ones that had gone after Bin Laden. Because, you know, people come into teams and they go out of teams. And sometimes SEAL Team 6, from what I understand, and I probably should know more about it than I do, but that they pull people together out of other teams for special missions. Now, but it was announced that none of those that were on the Bin Laden raid were in the 20 that were killed.
Okay, I wasn't sure how that organization works, so I wanted to get clear on if the losses were the men who were involved in that raid. So, thank you, Carl.
Yeah, that would have been something like, oh yeah, we got all those guys. It was it's retaliation, and it was now you're into really heavy in the conspiracy, but. It doesn't usually work that way. Usually, you know, you come in, you do. If they were brought together to do a mission, then they all kind of like went back out someplace else. But SEAL Team 6 is they're very circumspect about what they do and how they do it and how they organize because they just don't want it out in public, you know, on public record, as our media will do in a heartbeat if they get a chance. Okay.
No, our media would never leave our guys hanging to dry. Come on, Carl.
Never do that. Okay.
Have a great day, buddy.
Thanks a lot, Jay. And we're going to take a quick break here. It's Carl Linda Bott. 7:42 in the morning, August the 8th. We're talking SEALs. We're talking Patriot Tours. We're talking about Standards and Poor droppiness impacts. And we're going to come back. We're going to talk about should Republicans be more like Democrats? Can't we all get together?
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North States. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to thank all the people who donated from the Junior Livestock Sale to the 4-H FFA Community Barbecue. It was a great success. If you graduated in 1976 from Shasta, Enterprise, or Central Valley, there is a reunion at the Anderson River Park August 13th from noon to 11. Bring your barbecue and picnic stuff. It's $30 a person. Go to Facebook and type in the keywords EHS, SHS, or CVHS, Reunion Class 76, or email reunion2011@centurylink.net. At Northern Lights, Danny's still taking deliveries for Red Diesel and Clear. We have bulk oils, propane, race fuel, and we sell methanol-free 93 for all of those yard tools. We're still selling propane bottles, 2.5 to 9 gallons. At Corning, Weaverville, and Reading, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Is something in your life challenging you? Do you have the motivation to create a change? Where does that come from? What inspires you? I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, your host for the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, streaming live from KCNR1460.com. And I'm always working hard to find that one motivating piece of information to help you make the changes you so desire. Wake up to your life. Tune in to the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, 11 to noon. We talk about everything important: your health, thoughts, beliefs, relationships, sex, love, struggles, and triumphs. Nothing is off limits. Your stories are welcomed. Every Saturday, 11 to noon, the Conscious Living Show, right here on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Colonel Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment, 7:45 in the morning, August the 8th, and the weather is bad, Bob.
Looks like we're not going to break triple digits once again today. High should be about 94 degrees and calm winds, 5 to 8 miles an hour, 64 degrees tonight, low, and that's going to be good sleeping weather. Sunny and warm tomorrow, high near 96, currently 71 downtown. This report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
There you go.
I love this microphone.
You love that microphone. That's pretty good. Yeah. Okay, let's talk a little bit more about, you know, seals keeps coming up in here. You know, somebody says, I don't buy the fact that they put the seals as a quick reaction team or words to that effect. You know what? It is kind of surprising that, you know, that the seals would be a quick reaction team unless there was a quick, you know, a quick reaction force, unless there was something else going on. And for me to speculate about it from thousands of miles away from the inside of a radio studio is just, you know, it goes beyond me. I can tell you what we used to do, but you'd always have somebody sitting by on a 5-minute alert, or, you know, trying, you know, if somebody got into trouble, that you could go in there, and you had fire missions already planned so you could cover them that way. But if the enemy gets in too close, and then you can't fire those missions without hitting your own people unless you really go into a danger close. And the final thing you always plot is your own positions. So if you are getting overrun, you just have everybody kind of hunker down in a hole and just call in fire on your own position, which to me at that point seems to be kind of the final, you know, that's kind of the final step.
You know,
it's happened before. It's happened before, though.
You're in a fairly unique subset of the population in that you have been in live fire, whereas most of us, myself included, have not. And I think that people who've never been under live fire to be setting these policies and making these judgments is ludicrous.
Well, it's, you know, the thing is that rules of engagement, I think, are there to, they're there for, you know, for reasons. Yes, you know, there's always rules of engagement, and there should be. You wonder about it sometimes if it starts to cost the lives of people. They just court-martialed all those Army officers over because the Marines were calling in fire. They were in deep trouble, and the Army command structure, for whatever reason, refused to let them do it. And then they were relieved of their commands. They were court-martialed over that and cost three Marines' lives. Okay, we've got, in the rest of this segment and the other one, I want to talk about a couple of things. First one is that there was an editorial in the Record Searchlight today saying, should Republicans become more moderate to gain votes? In other words, should Republicans become more like Democrats? Should they stop fighting the funding to illegals, stop fighting sanctuary cities, opposition to gay marriage, fighting for the Second Amendment? And the Republicans, in other words, would embrace the Democrats to gain votes statewide. Otherwise, they will become superfluous. And if they change over a couple more senators when they make it at 2/3 majority, perhaps they will. So, should they do that? Should they back off what they've, you know, what they've espoused and what they believe in to be able to gain votes? I personally believe no. Because if the Republican Party, and if the situation was reversed and it was the Democrats that were said, hey, become more like Republicans, If that's the case, you know, then I'd say the same thing is you need a clear choice. You need a choice. If everybody espouses the same thing, which way, then it becomes a popularity contest. Then it becomes who spends the most money, which usually is anyway. It becomes that. It becomes on, oh, gee, hey, his hair looks better, or he said that word better. He reads the teleprompter better. So what do you, you know, you've got to have something you stand for. And if the Republicans who are running for office, they will, if they, you know, espouse and they believe that they should stop sending money to people here illegally, they should stop sanctuary cities, they should stand up for Second Amendment rights, that, you know, the sanctity of marriage and family, and, you know, against high-speed rails, against, you know, unions being able to take cards and instead of having secret votes, do away with secret votes. I mean, if these are things they believe in, they should. Now, the bottom line, and then it trumps this, is when the Democrats passed this that said that it's the person, the people that win the most votes in the primary that's going to run. Well, I guess that means then there's, you know, in certain areas you won't have Republicans running for office in the primary elections. Because in the lead up to them is you may have two Democrats that get the most votes. So instead of having a Republican or an independent or a moderate, whatever it would be, and a Democrat, it's going to be just two Democrats. Or I guess it could be two Republicans, and that works that way too. But in any case, it's wrong. There should be a choice. So whoever wrote the article, no. You know, no. There should be a difference. There should be people up there that stand up and say, you know what, I don't agree with this. And this is what I stand for. And guess what? The North State, in most cases, stands that way. It's conservative up here, moderately conservative. And they elect people like that. So does that mean that if then the people, the only people that should run up here are the ones that say we should be moderate? No. I know you want to vote for me. I'm a Republican. But I think we should do this and this and this. And you don't agree with it. So then what happens? Does that just cut out a part of our society, a part of the electorate?
Now, wait a minute. The representative government, isn't that the whole point of the exercise? Or am I missing something here?
It is. And you know what? And, you know, if you really want to change something, instead of how all the electoral votes will go to whoever's got the popular vote, why don't you change it so that electoral votes in this state goes by the percentage? In other words, if 58% vote for the Democratic candidate and 42% vote for the Republican, why don't 42% of electoral votes go to who they voted for, instead of making it a winner-take-all? Why can't it be percentages? There's other states that have percentages that do that. Why can't it be like that?
Because they know they'd be giving up their advantage.
Because, that's right. Whoever's in power has the advantage. All right, got to take a break here. Carl and the Bot, 7:53 in the morning. Bad Bob's here with me, and this is Free Fire Radio.
California's left-wing legislators are trying to pass more than 6 new anti-gun bills this year alone. We need your help to stop them. Gun Owners of California is fighting to protect your Second Amendment rights. Here's how you can help. Attend the annual fundraising dinner at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson on Friday, August 19th. Enjoy a great prime rib dinner, raffle, and auction, all starting at 5 p.m. in the Fusaro Hall at the fairgrounds. Win guns and other prizes and enjoy the company of fellow pro-gun Americans. Plus, find out what Gun Owners of California is doing to elect more pro-gun candidates to the state legislature in the 2012 election. You can make your reservation for the Reading dinner by calling 916-984-1400 or download the registration form on the website at www.gunownersca.com. Don't miss out on this chance to become a member of Gun Owners of California and help protect your Second Amendment. Get your tickets today, www.gunownersca.com, or call Julie at 916-984-1400.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop Special. Mount Shasta Spring Water, naturally the best.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at Lazy69Ranch.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and the Bot, 7:56 in the morning, August the 8th, 605-4567. And we're chatting live at KCNR 1460, and the chat room has been very, very busy. And I've got to go through as well. I get a chance to kind of catch up. You know, when the chat room's chatting, and they do, it rolls by so fast, and then someone says, well, why didn't you comment on what I said? Because unless I'm looking at it right then,
yeah, please don't,
it's past
personal.
Me. Yeah, it's not personal because I love every one of them. Hey, we're going to have Ricky Bennett's going to be in here as our guest in the next hour from the NAACP here in town. It's our first time that we've had NAACP on. We've had other organizations that represent the African American community, but this is the first time we've had the NAACP here. Anyway, Ricky's going to be here. We're going to be talking about some of the things they're doing, some of the things that are going on in town. All right, let's talk about teaching kids in school about gay, lesbian, transgender, disabled, and what it's going to cost. I'm not going to, you know, right now I was talking to a school administrator, and what the administrator said was that, one, it's not sure when they're going to do it, but it could start, you know, in middle school. The cost of the school books is going to be astronomical because they've got to change all the school books. And so if they change all the school books and you figure it comes out, and I may have gotten the number wrong, but it's like $50,000 per grade per school. I mean, you know how many millions of dollars that is throughout the state to do that? And the question is how are you going to do it? Is, you know, and then if you're going to say that Harvey Milk was a councilman for San Francisco, and I'm not exactly sure everything Harvey Milk did, but he was murdered for who he was. And then, or he was, a gay homosexual male that did these accomplishments. Do then at that time, do we have to say then George Washington or Martin Luther King, or do we say Martin Luther King was a African American heterosexual male? I mean, how does that work? How are they going to do this? And Bad Bob's just like shaking his head. He's not going to get involved in this. But how are they going to do how to teach this? But the thing is just the cost for the school books. Just the cost for the school books to change it is going to be in the millions.
I scratch my
head. And then how we're going to do it and what level and this is all based on what? A payback. Just like a couple other things are. Anyway, we've got 30 seconds. We come back. We're going to have Ricky Bennett from the Reading NAACP on. We're going to be talking talking about events in the area. And so join us after the news. Lyndon Carlbach, 7:59 in the morning, and this is Free Fire Radio.
KCNR Shasta Reading.
News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. It started off big, and it's getting bigger. A sell-off on Wall Street. The Dow's down 347 points. Fox News Radio's Todd Starnes, live outside the New York Stock Exchange.
Dave, traders tell me the tumble is mostly because of Standard & Poor's downgrading of the nation's credit rating. The move was not unexpected, but investors were already feeling nervous about the state of our economy, also worried about the European debt crisis. Meanwhile, the price of gold is rising above $1,700 an ounce, considered a safe haven during this very unsettled time on Wall Street, Dave.
Todd, there's a new downgrade just out from S&P targeting the housing market. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live in Washington.
Dave, it's the credit ratings for mortgage lenders Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, also 10 federal home loan banks which lend to farms, and the government-backed debt issued by 32 banks and credit unions, all going from AAA to AA+. S&P says the downgrade's a direct result of those institutions' direct reliance on the U.S. government. Still to come, perhaps later today, Dave, ratings for local and state governments, which are also highly dependent on money from the federal government.
Now, Rich, they're coping in Cobley, Ohio. That's from a vigil for the seven people killed yesterday by a gunman who went from home to home to home, even shooting people he chased outside. He was later killed in a shootout with police. A lot of military families also coping. 2 days after 30 U.S. troops were killed in Afghanistan, their helicopter believed shot down in the deadliest incident for the U.S. in the entire Afghan war.
The incident, as tragic as it was, will have no influence on the conduct of operations.
NATO Brigadier General Carsten Jacobsen. Washington's expected today to pledge $100 million in aid to famine-plagued Africa. Vice President Biden's wife is in Kenya visiting a refugee camp where thousands of starving Somalis have flocked looking for food. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
The Home Depot is powering contractors with a powerful new paint, Kills Pro X. Specially created for professional jobs, it sprays easily and dries fast, so you'll save time applying it. And since you don't have to visit a specialty paint shop to pick it up, you'll save time and money buying it. It's the name you've trusted for years, now in paint made for pros. Kills Pro X, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision.
Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Again, the big story of the day, Wall Street selling off. The Dow's down 340 points, and it's just over 100 points away from falling below 11,000. We're going to hear later today, in about 2 hours, from President Obama, who will make a statement to the media. Now, the credit downgrade and stock sell-off has Mitt Romney fired up.
In my view, that punctuated once again the failure of leadership by the president in Washington, D.C.
The Republican presidential candidate this morning in New Hampshire, where he's an early frontrunner. Democrats like White House advisor David Axelrod on CBS blame Republicans.
Those who were willing to see the country default, those very strident voices in the Tea Party.
Now, it's a big week ahead for Mitt Romney's Republican rivals in Iowa, where some will campaign hard ahead of a key presidential straw poll.
From America's election headquarters, former Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty says he expects to do well in this weekend's Republican straw poll in Iowa, where fellow GOP candidate and Minnesota Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann leads.
I think you'll see our campaign moving up from back of the pack to closer to front of the pack.
And Pawlenty on Fox News Sunday says he's not backing down from recent criticism of Bachmann.
Getting results. I said her record's non-existent. That's not disputable. That's a matter of fact.
Bachmann recently compared Pawlenty's record to that of President Obama. Meantime, national poll leader Mitt Romney not taking part in Saturday's mock election. Jeff Manasso, Fox News Radio.
Picket lines are up from Massachusetts down to Virginia. Thousands of Verizon workers on strike in a contract dispute over health care costs and pensions. They say they want their fair share. A Verizon spokesman says they have to understand times have changed in the business.
A lot of people get their landline service, the telephone service, either from wireless or some online providers or cable companies.
The strike does not affect Verizon Wireless. And again, with the big sell-off on Wall Street, we're seeing oil go down more than $3 again today, back below 84 bucks a barrel. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. It is 8:05 on August the 8th. Good morning. Linda's on assignment, but I got Bad Bob.
And good morning, sir. Would you like some weather?
You know, I need weather.
Okay, sunny today, high near 94. Clear tonight, low around 64. Great sleeping weather. Sunny and hot tomorrow, high near 96. And we're showing 74 degrees in Reading right now. This report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyard.
That's right. No, Linda's going to be singing out there this weekend on the 13th. 474-5546 is the number to get reservations, and you should, because it fills up. Wherever she's singing at, she may be out on the terrace, which may have beautiful sunsets, or it could be inside the music room. But in any case, she's out there with her jazz trio, and it's rocks, and we all have a good time with that. Okay, we've got Terry. Terry, good morning.
Hey, Carl, how you doing, buddy?
Fine. We missed you all last week.
Yeah, we got a little bit mixed up there. Elizabeth's on vacation, and she should be back next week to give you a call on what's going on at the Ready Tea Party. But tonight we have a extremely important and interesting program at 2570 Bonneview Road at Destiny Fellowship, formerly Bonneview Baptist Church. We're going to have Gary Cadd speaking about the Climate Action Plan.
Oh, okay.
Now, just to give you a good quick idea of what that is, very quick, Shasta Air Quality Management District is putting together a plan to institute AB 32. That's the control of greenhouse gases. That's going to control how many cars we drive, how far we drive, how much water we use, etc. And to give you an idea on how difficult this is going to be, by 2020 they want to cut back to 1990 levels. Now, I remember the meeting that Russ Mall, who's the county resource manager, spoke at in January, and Rick Vassetti was a bit funny. He was beside himself because the reality of some of these things that they want to do to maintain or to cut down on these greenhouse gases is to cut back on how many cars we have in Shasta County. So if we cut back to the 1990 level, where there was about 70,000 people by 2020, that means there'll be less people driving, maybe less people in Shasta County. And the kicker on this, Carl, is by 2050, they want to go 80% below 1990.
Well, you know, the problem is right now, as Paul Hoosier, as long as he's here, he has been talking about the greenhouse gases and renewable resources for electricity, which is just going to continue to drive the cost up. And there's no way of getting around it because it's legislated and people say, oh, no, we've got to do this. Well, that's fine, except if we have to do it, just everybody's got to understand it's going to have a tremendous impact on the amount of money we're paying for our electricity. They don't even count hydroelectric as renewable resource.
And
so,
crazy?
And so with going back to the carbon, like pre-1990 when there's less people, and then, you know, pretty soon it's going to be, and I would hope not, but you can see it coming, is the fact is what kind of car you can drive. Because if they're saying, right, if they're saying it can only have this, you know, if they can only put out this much carbon units, then it's only going to be certain cars. Well, then does that mean it's kind of like with weapons that come to California? A lot of manufacturers don't put weapons in California because it's too hard. So does that mean we don't get the vehicles coming into California because it's too hard to meet the criteria that California has, but the rest of the nation doesn't? Mm-hmm. That's going to be a good, yeah.
Yeah,
sounds like a good meeting.
Gary Cadd is very up to date on this. He is going to show a blurb from that city council meeting that I was at in January, and a lot of us were at. It was amazing to see Bassetti's body language and the rest of the council going, we can't do this unless we're all walking everywhere, or if by 2050 there is no Reading.
Well, that could be too. Okay, that's okay. Tonight, 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock at Destiny Fellowship, formerly Bonneview Baptist, right there on Bonneview Road. Look for the Tea Party Patriot sign and the flags.
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot, Terry.
All right, my friend. Have a great day.
You too. Okay, and let's go to Susan Eastman from Wells Fargo for our business update. I just can't wait to hear what's going on now, Susan.
We're not gaining much ground. The major averages remain in negative territory. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 256 points at 11,188. The S&P 500 is off 33 points at 1,165. And the NASDAQ Composite is off 75 points at 2457. Some of the day's biggest movers, Ford is off 81 cents at $10.03. Pfizer's down 38 cents at $17.11, and Alcoa's down 78 cents at $12.01. Local stocks of interest, PG&E is down $1.06, trading at $40.90. PepsiCo's off 81 cents at $63.84, and AT&T is down 56 cents at $28.36 per share. Over in the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 2.38%, while the 30-year bond yield is 3.72%. Commodities are higher. Gold is up $51.20 at $17.03 an ounce. Silver is up 74 cents at $38.95 per ounce. Crude oil is down $3.18 at $83.70 per barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot, Susan. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here when we come back with our guest, Ricky Bennett, from the Reading NAACP. Yeah, we got a lot of subjects here we want to talk about. It's Carl and Linda Bott, 8:10 in the morning, and this is Free Fire Radio.
He drove his car to the shop, slammed on the brakes, and yelled, "You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed." Don Steck, Coachmaster, Collision Repair. His car had been repaired after a collision, but now it had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently to one side or the other, and he never knew when it would occur. He was at wit's end. He had taken the car back multiple times to the shop that repaired it. It was test-driven 8 times. I walked around the car and could see evidence of a side impact, which gave me a clue to the problem. "I think I know what's wrong," I said. I put the car on the frame rack and compared its dimensions to a blueprint. As I suspected, the unibody was bent through the center of the vehicle. A test drive is an opinion. A blueprint is a fact. This vehicle should have been blueprinted before the repair. And no, the car was not possessed. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Reading, California.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms. From animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at Lazy69Ranch.com.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
When Chamber members tell us why they belong to the Chamber, they say things like, "The Chamber helps me grow my business." Chambers like my own private marketing department helping me find customers. They keep me in touch with other member businesses that may turn out to be vendors from whom I can find high-quality product. Some of them even become customers of my own. Chamber provides these opportunities through our publications, events, seminars, literature distribution, and other programs. The mission of the Chamber is to stimulate a business climate in which our members grow their businesses. If you're a business owner in the Reading area, call us today at 225-4433. Or visit our website at readingchamber.com for more information on how we can partner with you and your company's success.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Would you like to do something wonderful for a family member and at the same time give yourself the gift of a lifetime?
Consider a video project with Generation DVDs.
We walk gently down memory lane with our clients and help them record their stories for future generations. They look forward to our visits and love sharing old photos, mementos, and music to use in their special project.
Call 224-0953 or online at generationdvds.com. Generation DVDs, the gift of a lifetime.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:14 in the morning, August the 8th. Linda's on assignment today, as she is on some Mondays, Sometimes it's Thursday, but she's on assignment. She has to take care of what we've got going on. This portion of the show is brought to you by Advantage Eye Care. Dr. Joseph Leah, 223-2325. He's on 1751 Hartnell Avenue. Let's talk about Dr. Leah. You've only got two eyes. You want somebody to take care of him that really cares about you. He and his staff care about their patients. On-site lab, glasses for the whole family. He's been in Reading for over 20 years, taking care of people. Discovered that problem in Linda's eye and had it taken care of. If you're concerned about insurance, he'll work with you on that. No problem. They have the latest in design in glasses and contact lens and progressive lenses. That's Dr. Joseph Leah. And like I said, we put our eyes in his hands. I think it's okay if other people do too. 1751 Hartnell Avenue. I know, putting your eyes in people's hands. Well, you know it does. Hey, our guest today, and we're happy to have with us, are Ricky and Nadine Bennett. Ricky is the NAACP president for Shasta County, Unit 1056. And Nadine, I assume that you two are related.
Yes.
I thought you could have been his daughter. You could have been his daughter. Anyway, welcome aboard here. Nadine, you got to move in just a little bit. I think you're okay. I think you're okay there, Ricky. Okay, let's talk about Ricky Bennett and Nadine Bennett. So people get to know who you are, so you're just not a voice.
Yes, I'm just Ricky Bennett, of course, president of NAACP, but I'm in Northern California. Come from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and landed out in Long Beach in the military. From the military, I'm down here in Redding, California.
Which military are you in?
United States Navy.
The Navy. Thank you for your service.
Oh yeah, it was great.
Yeah, we always praise veterans in our show. Yeah, people stood up for the country.
Oh yeah.
And so you got up here to Reading.
Yeah, I'm up in Reading with the school, finished my school in business at Chico State, and pursued my interest in civil rights. And here I am, landed the president of NAACP. We have different programs that we're working on, and we definitely stand out to be a voice for people that can be a voice for themselves. We advocate for people, either in the criminal justice system, we have an educational program, scholarships. We also into all areas of politics. We got people looking into those, keeping an eye on those. We also do
mentoring.
Yeah, mentoring for the in the schools.
Tutoring program we set up. We just coordinated together with the dean of Shasta College, dean of students of education, have teamed with us to do mentoring and tutoring for youth that need help.
Okay.
Mostly high school students that are in the process of getting ready to go to college or that are looking towards their interest.
Yes.
So we try to get them involved with the college. Dr. O'Keefe, he's backing us in the educational program.
Okay. Now, Nadine, tell us a little bit about yourself. We've heard about Ricky.
Well, I've been here since first grade.
In Reading?
In Reading. Graduated.
Well, you're one of the few that we have on here that they can say, yeah, I've been here for,
ever.
Ever.
Yes.
Yes.
That's right.
I graduated from Shasta High School. We have four girls that we raised in Anderson. So we have two at Chico State and two in the middle school.
Okay. Well, so, how's that feel?
It feels good to have
five women surrounding you.
Oh, man.
Do you have like a male dog or anything like that?
He has a male dog. He did pick one up. He's 6 months old.
Okay, he's a male dog, but he's probably been fixed, right?
Yeah,
okay. See,
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, okay. So you've been here then for your whole life.
Fair.
Yes,
watched this.
I have.
Okay.
I am the membership chair. Right now we're at about 50 members, and that's since January. We're trying to get up higher. We had a black and white fundraiser back in May, and we sold all of our tickets. Mm-hmm. We had a full house. We're having a
Freedom Fund
in October.
a very important function for the NAACP.
Okay. We'll have you back before that.
Yeah.
Now, you've got something going tomorrow.
Tomorrow? August the 9th, yes.
Right. It's going to be a fundraiser barbecue dinner and a membership drive and a community forum. And you're going to have County Sheriff Tom Pasinko and California Highway Patrol Captain Jerry Flavin is going to be there.
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's going to be good.
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's going to be at the Martin Luther King Multicultural Center on 1815 Sheridan Drive. Donations for
$8? Yes.
$8 for, okay. Yeah. How many people do you expect for that?
That's 45 to 30. That'll be about 40 to 50 people.
Good.
We expect.
Good.
Yeah, because of word of mouth. That's how we get things done, you know. We have people come, and if they enjoy themselves, then they tell someone else. And it's just more and more.
I had a call from different people about this issue, about CHP, about the sheriff. So I thought maybe we bring the two leaders in that the community concerned, they can come to this.
They can ask questions.
Questions mm-hmm. and get the answer.
Well, you had a huge success with Peter Hansen when you had him on.
Yes.
Yeah, and I, from what I've observed of these other gentlemen, they're very much like Peter Hansen. So, hey, we got to take a break here. We've got questions for you from the chat room. Our guests are Ricky and Nadine Bennett. Ricky heads up the NAACP right here in Shasta County. And Nadine is their membership chairman and has been here since first grade.
Yes.
Okay. Carl and the Bot, 8:20 in the morning. This is Free Fire Radio.
From time to time, we take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge techniques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palisadro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palisadro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palisadrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
Hey, well, all right, sir, here we go there. What are you going to give for?
Hey, good morning, and welcome to Ernie
Dave,
and Dave.
Dave, what are you doing?
Hey, I'm on the show, buddy. I'm going.
Dave, our show is Saturday morning at 7 to 8.
Saturday morning, isn't it? Oh, okay. Saturday morning, 7 to 8, here at 1460 AM, Free Fire Radio.
What the heck do you think? We're doing it weekdays?
I didn't know what we were doing, bud, but I was going for it. We're on.
I'll see you Saturday.
All right, 7 to 8.
Here at KCNR, 1460.
August.
Y'all come out to French Gulch on Saturday, August 27th. That means all of you.
Why?
Why? What do you mean, why?
Why?
Because it's the first annual Old West Day here in French Gulch, and there's going to be a hot time in this old mining town all the day long. That's why. We're starting with a pancake breakfast just after sunrise, and then the prettiest little parade you ever did see. And then the stagecoach robbery at high noon.
Can I ride in it?
You can ride up and down Main Street and see all Old West stuff like gold mining, maybe even pan some gold for your own self.
Will there be some good vittles, singing and dancing?
There'll be more food and entertainment than you can shake a stick at.
And I hear tell Lou White and the Bandits will be playing from 5 to 8 p.m. with a barbecue of chicken and ribs being cooked up by the French Gulch Hotel. Y'all come down now, you hear? That's Saturday, August 27th. If you want further information, I reckon you could just use that telephone thing. Just turn the crank or dial 359-2078.
Hello, Reading. This is Kurt Largent of Keller Williams Realty and the Largent Team. I'd like to ask you to listen in every Saturday morning here on KCNR for all of your questions with regards to real estate. Here's the bottom line. Amateur hour is over. The days of putting up a sign and waiting for the offers to roll in are gone. You need a superstar. You deserve an expert. You can't afford to settle with regards to your real estate. So please listen in every Saturday morning here on KCNR 1460, brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Level Pest, Pete Metz at Megastar Mortgage, and Keller Williams Realty.
Listen for the Kurt Largent Show at a new time, now Saturday mornings from 9 till 10.
Join the conversation in our chat room,
KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda. About 8:25 in the morning, August the 8th. Who would have thought the summer would have rolled through like this? Our guests are Ricky Bennett, who is the Shasta County NAACP president, and his beautiful bride, Nadine, who is the membership chairman and who has lived here forever and provided him with four daughters, of yeah. which he's very happy, and he's got a neutered dog, kind of like my family at one time. It was just me and the dog, and we both sit there and look at each other. Right. Okay, you know, one of the questions that came in is, what do you like about Shasta County the most?
Myself, I like that it's a small community. It's a positive area to raise kids. You have to have a lot of parental support in order to push them through, because if you don't, they don't know what they're looking for. No guidance, no direction.
And that's the way it is for a lot of places. Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. What about you, Ray?
It's a nice community, and I like the part about that. You know, if you need to know something, you can get the answer quick here. You know, the people, gets around. You know your neighbors. You know, and it's the parks and the atmosphere here is great for raising kids.
I think that's so important.
Yes.
That if you've got an atmosphere of openness and, you know, of where they're, you know, people can grow, yeah. I think is really important, especially being able to grow.
Yeah.
One of the things we talked about was, some of the things you said is that you are mentors and you get involved in school and in the court system and, yes. And this is why you have meetings with, like in this case, tomorrow on August 9th at 6 p.m.
Yes.
Down there at the Martin Luther King Multicultural Center. It was with Tom Basenko and Jerry Flavin, California Highway Patrol Jerry Flavin, and of course Shasta County Sheriff.
Yes.
Is it to open it up to your community so that they can talk to two of the senior law enforcement people right. and say, hey, look, you know, why do we do this? Why does this happen?
Absolutely.
For an explanation. I know you did that with Peter Hansen. And yeah. what were some of the questions that people had? That, you know,
for Peter, it was asking why do the law enforcement, what makes them want to tase somebody tase them?
Yeah.
They asked that question, and why did the officers how they handle their arrest procedures, and
racial profiling,
and how they deal with racial profiling, and how they select who they pull over, who they watch. And some of those questions was answered by Peter, you know, probable cause and things like that.
Yeah, you know, have you ridden with the police on a ride along?
No.
You need to do that. And it's really interesting because they pulled over some people on bicycles. There was no particular race to this. They pulled people over on bicycles at night with no lights on.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's important.
And they went up, and the only thing they did was had them identify themselves, and they, you know, and they talked to them because this was a major way of moving drugs through Reading
right.
with guys on bicycles at night.
Wow.
And they pulled another guy over without it, and after they talked to him for a couple minutes, and they turned him loose, and they said, this was a guy who was just out riding at night, and he said, usually when they're riding on one of these, multi-thousand-dollar bicycles at night, it's not usually somebody that's out trying to get in trouble. But, I'm thinking to myself, well, is that profiling because somebody's on a bicycle? But if they had a light on their bicycle, they wouldn't stop. They wouldn't
right.
stop. But they were looking for things like this.
Uh-huh.
So I think, you know, it might be, I would applaud everybody to go along one night and ride along with these,
yeah.
you know, see,
yeah.
how do you do business?
Yes.
You know?
Yes, me and Peter Hansen went along, so the door is pretty open.
It is.
With them.
Did his answers kind of help people and feel like, okay, there's somebody here listening?
There was a positive response.
Positive response.
It seemed like it.
And then you had somebody ask the question, how come there's not any African-American officers on the Reading Police Department?
What was the answer to that?
The answer to that, there was no one applied. He said no one applied, and I guess they didn't know what school they were coming from. So they found that answer out of Chico. So I think,
that's an interesting question because I never even thought of that.
Yeah.
But, again, it's applications, too.
Applications.
So,
people and wanting to come and live here. Sometimes, you know, person chooses.
Yeah. Well, no, and you're absolutely right, because I think sometimes people get the wrong idea up here in Northern California.
Yeah.
They
do.
That if they come up here, that, you know, that their houses will be burned down in a week or something,
right.
Which is, I don't believe is true, and I don't think you all believe it's true. You live here.
Yes.
So maybe, you know, a better education program out there.
Yes.
Okay, we got like about a minute left. So, you know, that's interesting, that part right there, because, like I said, I never even thought about that, because, you know, you don't ever see all the policemen at one time, and you don't see their photos like that.
But I think another thing, too, is that the advertisement that they show on TV about, you know, Shasta County, they show all the water, they show all the parks, but there's no African-American there. So no one would know if there were any African-American here or not.
That's another good point.
That's an interesting point, too.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotta take a break here. Our guests are Ricky and Nadine Bennett from the NAACP, and just got two things here that just kind of like opened up for conversation. Carl and the Bot, this is Free Fire Radio.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Lisa LaSera. The sell-off on Wall Street wears down. The Dow now off 296 points. And President Obama now scheduled to address the nation about the economy at 1 p.m. Eastern. The mood on the street, uneasy.
Traders tell me the tumble is mostly because of Standard & Poor's downgrading of the nation's credit rating. The move was not unexpected, but investors were already feeling nervous about the state of our economy.
Fox Radio's Todd Starnes outside the New York Stock Exchange.
Also worried about the European debt crisis. Meanwhile, the price of gold is rising above $1,700 an ounce, considered a safe haven during this very unsettled time on Wall Street.
The downward spiral coming after Standard & Poor's downgrades mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. The agency also lowering the ratings for farm lenders, long-term government debt issued by 32 banks and credit unions. The Dow now off 304 points. This is a Fox News alert.
Here's another satisfied customer of Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Bob Wagner of Wagner Electric. How long have you been coming in with your vehicles?
I'm going to say in the least the last 8 years, if not longer.
Ah, we've been in business 18 years. How long has Wagner Electric been around?
We've only been around for 46 years.
Have you ever referred any of your family or friends to Cars?
Most definitely. I've referred my son, and I refer my other relatives to Cars, and also friends that when they need mechanical work done, that they can go there because they're going to get treated correctly.
Have you ever used our concierge service?
Saved a lot of hassle and headache by you guys being able to pick it up and deliver it, and I didn't have to mess with anything, and I could still do what I need to be doing.
What do you think is our hallmark?
Honesty.
Well, thank you so much for being a customer.
As soon as we need something done, we'll be giving you a call.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hi, I'm here with Joe Adamson, owner of Adamson's Peak Performance. Small group personal training. I'm reading it right here. Boring machines are out and toys are in.
Absolutely. This is a 30-minute intense workout for people of all ages, all fitness levels. It's fun and it's over in 30 minutes.
Come to the sessions you want. No scheduling is necessary?
No scheduling. We offer personal training sessions through the day. You choose the one that you want to come to, as many as you want, for one easy monthly fee.
And the monthly fee is?
$99 a month. Gets you a membership and unlimited training.
Can you just imagine? That is like the best thing going.
It's our best value.
$99 a month, you get to have unlimited small group training with a group of people.
It's fun. It's challenging. You'll get stronger. You'll lose body fat. You'll increase your core strength. Your cardiovascular system gets an immense workout.
That's Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli, next to Yak.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and the Bot, 8:35 in the morning. It's August the 8th, and the weather is...
Could it possibly get any better than this? High today around 94, clear tonight, low of 64, and continued warm tomorrow, but nowhere near the triple digits. We're expecting 96, currently 76 in downtown Reading. This report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
As all weather reports are. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, DC Tim and the Man in Black, give great haircuts. They give discounts for veterans. It's like taking a step back in time. You don't get your nails done. You don't get your feet looked at. They don't blow dry you. They don't gel your mustache and those kind of things, which I guess they did do back in the old days. But they do give great haircuts at great prices, great magazines there, you know, Car and Auto and Car and Track and Gun magazines and the TV sets on and, you know, Dr. Phil's not there. Anyway, this is Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. Oh. You know, I go there, and it's really a cool place. And Bob, Bad Bob, goes there, too. Hey, our guest, Ricky Bennett, who is the president of the Shasta County NAACP, and his bride, Nadine, who is the membership member. Now, when we're talking, we're kind of talking generalities, and talking about, of course, and we'll hit it again about the barbecue tomorrow.
Yes.
Problems in schools. Are there widespread problems in schools? In along racial lines, that you would say.
Yes, it's still some. Some people and some teachers, I would say, and school officials have made a good job of reviewing diversity with the teachers and going over it and working hard on diversity. And you still have a few still hanging out there that's not aware, or either is aware, but just still have some, you know,
issues with
race, and we just try to make sure we keep a watch on it and keep an eye on it, and that, you know, so let them know that the country is going to more diverse than ever before. So,
yeah, the country is diverse, and you know, in some ways. Okay, diversity needs to be accepted, first of all. But I think diversity shouldn't mean like our country should become fragmented.
No.
Exactly.
And I don't get that opinion from you all either, is that where we can respect where everybody comes from, that we should be trying to, you know, make that so that we can use the strengths of that to make us pull together.
Make us pull together.
Yeah. So.
Exactly. And who we are, yes.
Well, that's it, is who we are.
Yeah.
And when you've got, and we've mentioned it, but you've got less than 1% of the population in Shasta County are people of color.
Yes.
That right there is kind of an uphill battle from the beginning.
It really is.
Well, you said less than 1%, and then that less than 1%, you have a hard time finding that less than 1% walking together. So that's the issue there. So, you know,
I said for the first, I saw one time that since I've lived here since 07, I saw four young black teenager males walking down the street, and I was like, I've never seen that before, and I've never seen it since.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm not even sure, you know, where they were coming down from up on Lake and Market Street, like from the stores up there. Just going up for a walk, and I just had not seen that.
Yeah, a lot of that is because we are so widespread. You know, it used to be that everybody knew everyone. When they had NOVA, the ninth grade center, all the kids came from everywhere, and that was like a place to meet people in other areas. They don't have that anymore. You know, every school,
especially
is
with
off.
The breakup of Martin Luther King, you know, how that happened, and they broke that away. So that's spread us out.
It spread us out wide, and we don't know everyone. You know, it used to be that we knew everyone. You know, there were people in Enterprise Well, the people at Shasta knew those people. The people at Central Valley, they knew, you know, people at Shasta and Enterprise. We just all knew everyone. And now it's hard because, you know, there are a lot of new people here and we don't know them.
Well, do you feel like, do you feel that your living in Reading is, I mean, you've obviously, you know, assimilated into our town and become, you know, productive members of it like that, that you don't see that as being a problem. It's just being able to see who is, you know, part of a community.
Exactly.
Yes, yes.
Exactly.
Like community come together and come out, join organizations like the NACP. And to learn about this so we can come together in the community.
Which is not in all. It can be, you can have any, of any persuasion, right?
Any persuasion.
Exactly. In
or ethnic group for
exactly.
NAACP. Okay, and just, you know, and that, as just as a reminder, is going to happen tomorrow. Going to have a membership drive and a fundraiser for barbecue and a community forum with the sheriff and the California Highway Patrol, and it's going to be at the Martin Luther King Multicultural Center at 6:30. I'm sorry, goes from 5 to 8. And the law enforcement community issues we discussed at 6:30. And it's an $8 donation.
Yes.
So, okay, let's take a quick break here. Carl and Linda Botland is on assignment. 8:40, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Sometimes it's okay to throw rocks at pretty girls. Get yours at the Goldmark Annual Estate Sale with free layaway till Christmas. Open Saturdays, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Getting a good night's sleep is critical to your well-being. Purchase a new Natura Latex All-Organic Mattress from Crisson's Mattress Gallery and you'll wake up every morning refreshed and ready to take on the day. And right now with your Natura mattress purchase, we'll pay the sales tax. At Crisson's Mattress Gallery, you'll find this amazing mattress priced so affordable you'll wonder why you didn't purchase it years ago. And we'll pay the sales tax. 12 months no interest OAC, free local delivery of free bed frame, and free haul away of your old mattress. Locally owned Crisson's Mattress Gallery on Athens Avenue.
Now come on, if she said she wanted an anniversary Harley, you wouldn't hesitate.
The Goldmart Annual Estate Sale, with free layaway till Christmas. Open Saturdays, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Pull up a seat, place your bets, and get ready for the action at Wind River Casino as they offer the hottest variety of table games in the North State. Everyday favorites like blackjack. Is single-deck blackjack hand-picked more your style? Three-card poker, four-card poker, fortune pie gal poker. The notorious blackjack tournaments are back. Plus, coming soon, very soon to the pit, mystery card roulette. For more information, log on to WindRiver.com. Better yet, come on down and join us for your ultimate table gaming experience at Wind River Casino. It's better on the river.
If poker is your passion, stop by Wind River Casino and play in the River's Edge Poker League Series. This series runs through September. Play in any poker tournament any day of the week to earn points. Finish in the top 20 in each of our nightly tournaments and earn your way to be one of the top 50 point earners. Who will end up being the ultimate poker player at our card room? It could be you. The top 50 point earners and one guest will be hosted to an awards dinner and a $1,000 free roll tournament. It's better on the river.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web, FiveStarBank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back.
We're having fun.
Yeah, Free Fire Radio, 844 in the morning. Carl Linda Botland is on assignment. 605-4567 if you got questions, and just keep chatting away here in the chat room on KCNR1460.com. It's August the 8th. You know what? Just yesterday it was July the 8th. How could this be happening?
School starts next week in
now,
most districts.
That's the other thing, too. How can school start halfway through the summer?
It's supposed to wait till Labor Day.
You know, you know what? You remember, you know, our guest...
September.
Our guest, Ricky and Nadine Bennett. Ricky's the president of the Shasta County NAACP. And Nadine is his wife and is also the membership chairman. And we've just been talking about in our community, the schools, the legal system. You know, and truthfully, if you go and look at Shasta.com, at the or not Shasta.com, but mugshots. I don't know if you ever look at mugshots. I don't do that, but some of the people around here really get a perverse enjoyment looking at, you know, whoa, look at that haircut.
Look at
that. Yeah. You know, when I do see it, I don't see a lot of people of color. I mean, I don't see many African Americans in there. I mean, do you think that law enforcement in this county is fair? Is that a loaded question?
You know what I would say is that it's 50-50. It's 50-50.
And the mugshot might not be visible because I go inside the jail. I'm also ordained elders, so I work with the churches too. And I go inside and see a lot of our people, and they might not get that mugshot, but it's over.
Well, I don't look at mugshots always. So.
It's full. And whether if the law enforcement is fair, sometimes the people bring it on themselves, though. I don't say every case of people of color, no matter what color they are, that it's the police fault. That's not always the case. But some cases it'd be some that like one individual's in jail for a couple months. I wouldn't talk about it, and they released him. You know, found out and correct the mistake, and they let the African American out, and they, you know, that was good. But not all the time that the person's innocent that way. So the question is, the law enforcement always fair? It depends on case by case. I would have to say. And in some cases, we found them to be wrong, and I found
out. But you don't see a systematic, plan to discriminate against people of color here.
No.
I think Peter Hanson, the police chief, came out openly with me and said he had some things to clean up on the department. So whatever that meant, you know, that meant that he understands, he's aware of some of the things that they're trying to work on.
I think Jerry Glavin from the California, I'm not going to try and put words in his mouth, but people asked him about, and they're pulling people over on the roads up here for the drugs, and it was an inordinate amount of Hispanics that were driving. And they asked about the profiling thing, and he said, and he goes, you know, profiling is lazy work, and that if you do that, that's against what they teach, that's against what they're doing there, because it's taking the easy way that a lot of times is not the right way. So I thought that was a good answer to that. That on the other hand, I wanted to hear from you all if you thought that there was something, you know, and it sounds like it's
well, the community feel that they've been profiled that way. That's one of the calls I get. But that's another reason why I talked with Tom Pazinko, and Tom Pazinko assured me to come to him and talk to him about it. If I see a case like that, they're very strongly working on that, not to be racial profiling. And this is why the forum is going on tomorrow, is that the people that have these concerns and need these questions can come out and talk to Tom, who's the head of the Sheriff Department, and Jerry Flagrin, who's the head of the CHP, and ask them about racial profiling and get some real answers.
Yeah, I think they will too. And sometimes if the perception is just as real as the truth.
Right.
You know, you perceive something, so there in your head it's true. And then but when you get the facts, things sometimes change. Yeah. I would hate to think that we put people in jail strictly because of skin color or their religion or the fact that they could be an old veteran walking down the street, because once it starts it touches everybody.
Yes.
Yeah. Because then it can go anywhere if you don't address it. Yeah. Okay.
What we've determined though is that racial profiling is a two-way street, and I believe everyone has a bit of it because you might see a Caucasian guy walking with spiked hair and tattoos and think, oh, am I safe? You know, or you might see a black kid that's got his hair cut completely off, with a muscle shirt or something, and you might be frightened. And this kid might be a college student. You know, it goes both ways, racial profiling.
It does.
Yeah.
And it, you know, it's important to bring, because I remember y'all, I remember reading that, and that sometimes, you know, it everybody does it. Mm-hmm. They take a look, and you see four guys coming down with white guys with shaved heads, and they've got goatees, and they have
and
prison tats.
On the forehead.
I tell you what,
yeah.
I'm crossing the street, okay? Yeah. I don't care what's up here. And then the guy with the big FU on his forehead, remember
right,
that?
Right, right.
How'd you like to have that guy walk in?
Cashing a check from a church. Yeah, I mean, wonder what the red flag there was.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, there's, yeah, you're right, but, you know, yes, I think we all profile. Everybody profiles, but I think that comes from something within us, and it's got to do with self-preservation.
Yes.
That, you know, okay, four black guys coming down the street, shaved heads, and tats, four white guys coming down, you know, shaved heads, tats, and the goatees. I think between them that, you know, it's like, and they could just be the choir from the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus. I'm not sure. But when you look at it, it's got one of these things that goes, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you lean that way first.
All right, we're gonna take a break here. This is Carl Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment. We have Ricky and Nadine Bennett of NAACP here in Shasta County are our guests. We'll come back after this and get their last thoughts here before we turn them loose for the day.
California's left-wing legislators are trying to pass more than 6 new anti-gun bills this year alone. We need your help to stop them. Gun Owners of California is fighting to protect your Second Amendment rights. Here's how you can help. Attend the annual fundraising dinner at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson on Friday, August 19th. Enjoy a great prime rib dinner, raffle, and auction, all starting at 5 p.m. in the Fusaro Hall at the fairgrounds. Win guns and other prizes and enjoy the company of fellow pro-gun Americans. Plus, find out what Gun Owners of California is doing to elect more pro-gun candidates to the state legislature in the 2012 election. You can make your reservation for the Reading dinner by calling 916-984-1400 or download the registration form on the website at www.gunownersca.com. Don't miss out on this chance to become a member of Gun Owners of California and help protect your Second Amendment. Get your tickets today, www.gunownersca.com, or call Julie at 916-984-1400.
Hey, Linda. Let's head on down to Espresso Joe's. They've got the best coffee for the best prices, and I'm in the mood.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And their special this month is dark mocha. My favorite.
You know, the cost of coffee is on the rise again, too. You know, I want to pick up a couple of pounds for our supply. I want to get some of the Colombia Supremo, my favorite.
Okay, let's go to Espresso Joe's. Fun place, great coffee, and really nice people. Espresso Joe's, 2143 Hilltop, where you get more Joe.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails so you can sustain yourself and your family in times of crisis. But the Patriot also carries a wide assortment of large, number 10 cans of dehydrated and freeze-dried foods. We sell freeze-dried chicken, ground beef, and turkey, in some cases for up to $12 less than the internet. In addition to freeze-dried vegetables and fruits, you'll also find popular items like peanut butter powder, freeze-dried hash browns, and blueberry muffin mix. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the round table. And get peace of mind today for less.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Spring Water, naturally the best.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460
well,
AM.
I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Bob, Linda's on the sign. She'll be back tomorrow. 8:53 in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. They are great people. Espresso Joes with all different types of coffees that you can't even believe how they serve them in so many different ways. But the coffee of the month is the Ethiopian Yerk Achefe. And I assume that I pronounced that right because nobody else can tell me. Medium flavored, light body, rich aroma. And the drink special for August is the Oreo Blaster, running $3.50 all month. Tastes like an Oreo cookie milkshake, which, Bad Bob, you just stay away from there.
Good idea.
Yeah, good idea. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Veterans Discounts, they are great people. They help our community in so many ways. Okay, our guest are Ricky Bennett, who is the president of the NAACP for Shasta Chapter, and his wife, Nadine, who is the membership chairman. And we've been talking about the state of Shasta County and with people of color, and the couple of new things kind of came up that I hadn't thought about before, that we have no people of color on the Reading Police Department. I don't know, how about the Sheriff's Department?
That is Shasta County. Not for the county. It was one, mm-hmm. but not one now. The
okay.
County, yes.
And what you're trying to do is kind of like highlight and bring to a higher consciousness of the people in Shasta County.
Right.
That, hey, there's, you know, the NAACP is here, and we're here not as a divisive force,
right?
But
as a positive
force.
Right? That's right.
Carl, this happened before your time. There was a very unfortunate incident down in the city of Anderson. It's been almost 8 years now. And I was never so proud of this area as when Chief Purcell and forget which supervisor it was, basically led the community in saying, we're not going to have this sort of stuff here. There was a cross burning on a front lawn.
Yes.
And
yes.
This community of Anderson stood up and said, not only no, but heck no, we're not going to have this. And I was pretty proud of that.
No, there's no room for that.
Yes, remember that, yes.
Like we said, we don't have room for that anymore on either side. So, okay, we've just got a few minutes left here. So, last thoughts, things that you're doing, things that you want people to be thinking about when you leave?
Well, we want to think about that NAACP Shasta County is having a big Freedom Fund dinner coming up in November. I have to come back with the date, specific date. But it's a big one that people are going to be coming from all across the country, coming to Reading to be at this Freedom Forum dinner. And we want people to look forward to that, and also look forward to people to join the membership with the NAACP, mm-hmm. get in contact with us.
Okay, now how do they get in contact with you?
Local number is 530-776-8165.
Okay.
Also, we have an email address, rbennett@mail.csuchico.edu.
Okay, and then again tomorrow you're having a barbecue. Down in Martin Luther King Multicultural Center. It's going to start at 5:00. Goes 5 to 8:00. But Tom Basenko, Sheriff Basenko, and California Highway Patrolman Captain Jay Flavin is going to be there.
And you get to enjoy barbecue ribs, pork, or beef. They marinate it, and they're made by us, and we do barbecue for a long time, and you'll come out and enjoy it.
Okay. You know, barbecue spare ribs.
Barbecue.
Yes.
Okay, all right. Okay, well, thank you so much for being here with us and sharing your time.
You're welcome.
Nadine?
We accept donations. Donations is what our agency is founded on, and that's how we operate. We will help anyone who has a situation. We will do the best we can to help them. I want everyone to know that we are trying to start a mentoring program, and a lot for the kids that are taught at home with homeschooling. Sometimes, you know, you have a child that's homeschooled and the parent's not capable of helping them. Look us up and we'll see what we can do to get you some help, some assistance. And one other thing, we hope to see you out tomorrow. The barbecue's good.
And I want to thank all the members that came in since we came on board in January. The membership was down, but it's up to 53 or 55 right now and growing. So I want to thank all the members that did join in supporting us. We appreciate it very much.
Well, if you got everybody in Shasta County It'll be okay there for people of color and others.
And others.
That's right.
And anybody can join because it's this National Association of Advancement of Colored People, meaning all people and all races.
Everyone's got a color.
Okay. Yes. Oh, all right. Good. Okay. Thanks again. Ricky and Nadine Bennett from the Shasta County NAACP. Tomorrow, our guest is going to be Sam Paredes from the Gun Owners of California. We're going to be talking to Sam. There's been a number of things happening in the legislature, if you believe in the Second Amendment. We're not sure everybody out there does. So then they're also having a dinner on the 19th that we've been talking about. So join us tomorrow. Linda will be back. Carl Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio here. We appreciate your support. We appreciate you supporting our sponsors out there. Shop local. It's really a good thing. You know, local vices corporations. You know, if you go to that local business.